You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sac State is adding one of the newest mainstream sports to its athletic department. Mixed martial arts, MMA, is roughly 30 years old, and Sac State has launched the first ever university combat sports program for boxing, wrestling, Muay Thai, and jiu-jitsu. It's called Combat U, short for Combat Sports and Martial Arts University, and it's a partnership between Sac State and UFC Hall of Famer Uriah Faber, a.k.a. the California Kid, who now owns and runs Ultimate Fitness, an MMA training facility and gym up the street from campus. The sport officially launches at Sac State in the fall semester. Sacramento State President Luke Wood, who is also an amateur boxer, and Uriah Faber explain how Combat U will go beyond the ring or octagon, creating new opportunities for students and athletes. Uriah and President Wood, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
So, President Wood, I want to start with you because you just completed like your first semester at Sac State. And this is a first ever partnership that Sac State is undertaking. I mean, this kind of happened right out of the gate for you. When did this begin? When did the wheels start turning?
Well, it began really with a student who had reached out to me. So after I had been selected to serve as president, like lots of students from Sacramento State were reaching out and saying, you know, congratulations or looking forward to meeting you. And one was a student who had been accepted but hadn't started. Her name is Aranjot, and from India. And she had mentioned that she's coming to Sac State, and she had saw that I had like a bunch of videos of me boxing, and she had said, hey, I'm into combat sports as well. I do jiu-jitsu. And I said, well, you know, that's interesting that you do jiu-jitsu. Do you know that we're right next door to one of the best MMA gyms, not in the country, but in the world, Uriah Faber's Ultimate Fitness? And she said, yeah, I know. That's why I'm coming. And so I realized that there is a group of students who come to Sacramento State because, you know, they can get high quality academic learning, but then our proximity to one of the best MMA gyms in the world. And so that's what kind of began like the idea behind it. And then it was meeting with Uriah and just having conversations that led to, well, why don't we make a thing and create the first collegiate pathway into professional combat sports?
Well, Uriah, that brings me to you. I mean, some may look at your trajectory and be like, why is this even needed? I mean, you're hometown grown, you're a college graduate, NCAA wrestler, went pro in the MMA, UFC Hall of Famer, you own Ultimate Fitness, founder of Team Alpha Male. The list goes on and on and on. From your perspective, what are the benefits of having a collegiate combat sports program?
Well, you know, to the point of President Wood, you know, people are already starting to come here, and a lot of times they have to put their academics on hold to pursue this dream. And I can name, you know, fighter after fighter that has come here. Corey McKenna is a good example. She's one of our coaches who's currently in the UFC, a young lady that was bright and had opportunities to go to college. She decided not to do that and come here instead to pursue her fight career at 17, 18 years old. So this school or mixed martial arts school is kind of like her college, but she is definitely the type of person that could have, you know, done both and also used some aid and some assistance and some guidance, because our sport's so new that there hasn't been a real pathway to the pro leagues. We're coming up on our, I think we just passed our 30th anniversary in the sport. When you look at other sports in the world, that's very, very, that's a little infant baby of a sport, really. And so, you know, we're helping to pave the way in a real process and a real pathway to becoming a professional. For me, I was a college athlete, and I got so much out of that process. Not only did it help me with meeting great people, understanding about responsibility, getting acclimated to an environment that was different than I had grown up, you know, got in a little bit of trouble, had to, you know, focus and it has helped me become a businessman, become a mentor, become a father, like all the things that I learned in college go beyond the fight game. And so I think that's important for people, and it hasn't been offered in the past.
Yeah, proximity is also so key in this. I mean, President Wood, for people who are unaware, I've been to Ultimate Fitness. It is a very impressive facility, but yeah, it's like walking distance from the Folsom entrance to Sac State.
Yeah, and that proximity, I think, is what makes this possible, because there's not a lot of institutions in the country that would have enough proximity to a high-quality MMA gym or high-quality boxing gym or other type of gym where they could make something like this work. So proximity, I think, was important. But the second part is Uriah himself, right? You got a UFC Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever be in the game, but also has a business mind, right? And I think we want to have it so that when students graduate from Sacramento State and they're part of this, that they don't think about it as the fight game, but the fight business, because we want them to be able to be at a point where they can negotiate their own contracts. We want them to understand that there's different elements to it, right? Because some people may want to come and compete, but there's also like opportunities for those who just want to be part of the sphere of mixed martial arts. Maybe they want to be part of the press side. Maybe they want to be part of the sports therapy side. Maybe they want to be part of the business side. There's multiple aspects to this. So thinking about not just how this can benefit those who are the athletes, but those who want to work in some sphere around professional combat sports. Mm.
You just announced this last month in January at the start of the year. Combat U, I believe, will officially launch in the fall. Training, I think, has begun this month or will very soon. This is so new, but logistically, how does this work? I mean, do you have to work with the CSU system? Is this wrapped into the overall athletic program at Sacramento State?
Yeah, actually, it is wrapped into the athletic program. So think about it like this. We have sports in boxing, Muay Thai, and kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, and wrestling moved under athletics, so managed under our athletics department, under Mark Orr and Hector, who's coming from Uriah Faber's Ultimate Fitness, who's also a professional combat athlete himself. And then essentially, we have rooms that we've set aside on campus, the big, large open rooms. One is going to be a grappling room for wrestling, judo, jiu-jitsu, and then one is a striking room. And then essentially, we will very shortly begin open workout sessions. Students will come. They'll be able to train. And this is for all levels. Like some people, they may want to just come and work out and just learn about this. Some people may want to compete at the collegiate level, collegiate boxing, collegiate MMA, collegiate judo or jiu-jitsu. And then some people will have the distinct, incredible privilege and honor of being able to be part of the pro prep team. And I don't know, Ryan, if you want to mention what that's going to happen there.
Yeah, so the thing that are unique about this situation is the four club teams, and boxing and wrestling have club team, you know, kind of a protocol and competitions, etc. For the kickboxing and the jiu-jitsu, we're going to be creating a schedule for them so they have like a season, which is great for aspiring professionals that want to get more experience. The competition's huge with the backing of the university and a real schedule set out with coaches, etc. is important. So the pro prep team will be for those students that show promise, interest, and are able to go to the blending of all these, because these are the cornerstones of our sport, mixed martial arts, MMA they call it. Mixed martial arts is anything that really works in a fight within a set of rules. So we're going to have a pro prep team. All of our coaches that are coaches of the club teams will also be hands-on in the pro prep team to help develop talent and move them up to the actual pro team. So that'll be rare. Like Erin Jote, who we already spoke about, she is already in the pro prep team. And I've got two other soon-to-be Sac State members that are already here from different countries that are already part of the pro team. So we're going to have club teams with seasons, coaches, and a budget to help them get their skill set where they need to be. Then we're going to have a hybrid, mixed, hands-on development team, which is really important and unique, because as a professional athlete, in a gym that caters to professional athletes, the guy that walks in with the most potential gets the most attention right away from these coaches that are going to partake in their careers, get paid privates, etc. This changes the whole game, where now our goal is to have high level coaching to develop the kids that need it, not the one that's the most valuable right now. The person that shows the most potential has gone through the process, getting their education, and can really become in a short span of time with great coaching and a great system, one of the best fighters on the planet.
You bring up such a good point when you said that. I mean, this is a relatively new sport when you compare it to, you know, like football or baseball or basketball, what have you. But having it at a collegiate level really bridges this gap that existed for MMA fighters, hopefuls, or just people who love the sport. And it could lead to other careers, related careers surrounding the sport as well.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we've talked about, and I've been talking with President Wood about, the process is actually eventually having a combat university degree, which will, in my mind, be more towards business and entrepreneurship, because there's so many different ways that you can skin this cat. Even Herb Dean, who's a good friend of mine, one of the best referees in the game, he has his refereeing gig, which has given him a platform, but he runs his own business running seminars on refereeing, and he makes great money there. He gets to travel the world as a ref. But he also has learned to take his skill set. I mean, a funny story, my first fight that I was ever at live was one of my high school football teammates who fought Herb Dean at the Calusa Casino when it was legal in California. And so I got to see Herb as one of my first introductions to this fight game, but everybody knows him as a referee, and I know him as a businessman and somebody that's thinking outside the box. So for us, I'd like to see eventually a combat university degree, which is going to include marketing. It's going to include some finance. It's going to include, you know, some of the cornerstones of success in life that these guys need anyways. You know, I'm my own brand. You know, I've got guys that are now operating their own small gyms. I've got people that are in the manufacturing side of things. I've got, you know, one of our guys that has the robot. We've been selling the first ever robot that he's been making to spar with. It's incredible, actually.
Wow, that is awesome. And given that Sac State is the first ever university to undertake a partnership like this, do you think that this could eventually become part of the NCAA or other collegiate divisions?
I'll let Rai answer that one first.
So I think anything is possible, but that's, you know, that's a lifelong, you know, right now, President Luke Wood his goal is to make Sac State the best place on the planet. My goal is to create the best fighters on the planet. So I think there's a time and a place where someone will focus on that and make that their goal. But for me, I don't feel like we're competing with other colleges. We're competing with everyone in the whole world for fighting. This is not, hey, let's be the best in college. This is, let's be the best fighters in the world, and Sac State's the place you go to get your education and get yourself on that pathway and to get yourself involved in the sport. I would love to have this be a trend that we can help deploy across the nation and hopefully the world, and I think we're up for that. We have to figure out what that looks like. But for us, we're trying to make Sac State the most unique place with the best assets to get people where they want to be and have them have success in life. And for me, I'm doing that through mixed martial arts and creating careers in all different aspects of the sport.
And what other university in the world can a student apply to where not only they could compete or they could just go watch and be a fan of mixed martial arts or professional boxing or professional combat sports? No other place. And so that makes us distinctive and makes it so that we're out front. And so could something like that happen in the future? Maybe. But we definitely know that we're going to be the leaders in this because we're the only ones that reside in this space and we're doing it the right way with the right people around the table. But the other thing that I think is important about this is why have it managed through athletics, right? Why not just have these be club teams, right? We could do that. Well, the reason for that is this. When they're managed through athletics as club teams under athletics, they have access to the highest quality of our concussion protocols that we see with like football and other higher risk sports. They have access to our physical trainers, to our sports therapy, to our weight rooms, to all the things that make it so that we're prioritizing athlete safety because they're not just athletes, they're student athletes. And so we want to make sure. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that we already have students who are doing this, right? We mentioned students who, like, we mentioned Aaron Jott, but we also have, like, Ethan, right? He's fighting on a March 2nd card in Stockton, right? So there's already students who are doing this. So what did we do? We made a thing with the best people in the sport with your eye favor.
Have you received any response from other universities? I know it's been, you're like a month into announcing this.
Yeah, we've received a response from other universities. In fact, we've got some events that we're looking at in terms of competitions with them. Not ready to announce any of that here today, but there's definitely interest from other institutions in being able to compete. Most of that has been around individual sports, like we mentioned, you know, the boxing, the kickboxing, the jiu-jitsu, and the wrestling. But there's also other opportunities for us as well, and so eventually you'll be seeing it.
Yeah. What has been the response been, Uriah, to just overall when you're talking with people within the UFC MMA community to something like this?
Oh, people are excited. You know, ESPN was the one that broke the news, which is a big deal, and, you know, it's made waves across across the nation, across the world, people are coming here. I mean, I think we have like 600 people that are interested, which is got to be great for, I don't know what the usual bump in you know, applicants for the school is, but that's got to be pretty substantial. And to the President Wood's point earlier, what he's doing, what he's honing up to do is something that the leaders in our sport did that changed the whole trajectory. Dana White, Lorenzo, and Frank Fertitta, they took a sport that was failing and rugged and you know, I've met the previous owners of the UFC, just a little history of UFC. The UFC was some Hollywood producers, the BJJ family, the Gracies, trying to prove that their sport was the best for combat. Some promoters, you know, some guys that were going to do, you know, a moat with alligators around and barbed wire fence and all this kind of stuff. When Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, who are, you know, billionaires and extremely educated business guys, and Dana White came together, the first thing that they did was put regulation in the works. They became part of the Boxing Commission. That was the very beginning of the change. They made rules to make it safer. The things that we're doing at the university level is what changed the sport and made it a sport today. So this is another huge step, and we've got you know, a guy that's thinking outside the box that loves our sport and sees the value in it. It's you know, if you know President Luke Wood's you know, history, this is something that's probably helped save him and helped drive him in the right direction and put him here with us today, an enjoyment and a participation in a sport like boxing. So for me, I'm excited about what this can do for the future. And there's a lot of different pieces of this thing that aren't ready to announce yet that are going to really make it unique. And so we're excited for that.
Yeah, I see you nodding along with that. Like, what did it provide for you?
I mean, boxing is an outlet. I mean, being in a position as a administrator in a college or a university is a very, you know, it's a high stress position. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of really technical challenges that you have to work your way through. And so when I was actually at my previous institution is when I started boxing, and really it was just training initially to lose weight. And that's what I did. And I lost a lot of weight doing it because there's nothing more high intensity than that and probably wrestling.
Yeah.
And then I saw these, you know, these folks in the ring, and I saw them sparring. And I said to the coach one day, I was like, well, I want to try that. And he says, well, we haven't been training for that. We've just been training to lose weight. And I was like, well, I want to try to do that. And he's like, okay. So then we started training for me to compete. And then that led to me being able to do some bouts. And so I trained pretty much every single day. I try to spar every single weekend, and it's one of the best outlets that you can have, both for your mental, like your ability to process information, retain information, your attentional control. It's great for you psychologically, and reduction of anxiety, anger suppression, but it's also just good for you physiologically, just physically, your ability to be able to sleep at night, your ability to be able to just have a healthy lifestyle. And then, so if you think about like what athletics does in general for someone, it's that, but it's plus some, because combat sports is just a different level. And so it's been one of the best things for me. And I think about like our students, a lot of our students, they struggle with anxiety, stress, depression. And what would be a better outlet for those things than be able to either just work out or be able to compete in combat sports? And the other thing that comes to mind with me, why this is so important, is, you know, I spend a lot of time in boxing gyms, a lot of time. And when I go into a boxing gym, oftentimes it's low-income students, never been to college, never thought about college, parents have never been to college. And they're there just trying to make a better life for themselves and for their families. And I want to be able to go and say to that student, you know what? You are college material. Why don't you come box for Sacramento State? Why don't you come roll for Sacramento State? Why don't you come wrestle for Sacramento State? And now we're going to be able to do that. We're going to create a pathway to college for people who would have never thought that they could do so. And again, we're only able to do that because of this partnership with Uriah.
I agree about the benefits. I practiced Muay Thai for about 4 to 5 years outside of college. I missed high school sports, and I loved not only like the discipline you got, but the camaraderie within a fighting gym as well. Just looking up like Buakaw videos, like right before our, yeah, our interview, like going back many, many years ago. But finally, Uriah, I mean, you've been in this now for 2 decades. You have seen the sport grow exponentially. How does it feel to be a part of this next step in history?
Man, it feels great. And it's funny because if you look back on my career as a fighter and also as a business guy or just someone that's adding to the sport, I get a lot of credit because the sport is so new and I was, you know, a part of that. But one thing that I had done about 11 years ago was I started a website called MMA Draft, and we did the first ever combines. Mm-hmm. So this was something that I knew. I was scratching the surface of, okay, what does this sport need? And unfortunately, I had a partner that was the financier behind that who passed away tragically. And we had six events. We had them at the UFC convention. We took them to different locations statewide, and we had winners and whatnot, where we were actually doing a combine that gave opportunity for people to showcase their skill set and try to kind of map out how do you do this thing, because there was no map. And this is a huge step in the right direction. Some of the other things that we're working on are going to put the sport forward, and it feels good because I know I'm seeing it firsthand. The people that are affected already, you know, there's Archer from Chechnya, from Russia, and we have Aaron Jolt from India, and we've got all these other, we've got Jafar, who just turned 18. He's here from Berlin and Morocco. We've got Frosty Cortez, who's been with us since he's 15, and he's right here in Sacramento and one of our brightest future stars. So these guys are going to have an opportunity to do something that no one else did, get some aid and get smarter and more savvy about life, and in addition to being a dangerous weapon, and that's exciting, and making a living.
You're I Am President Wood. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome.
Excited for fall. That is Sac State President Luke Wood and UFC Hall of Famer Uriah Faber talking about Combat U, the first ever university training ground for college students who want to pursue mixed martial arts, MMA. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.